Today we read that the traditional Yom Kippur portion for progressive Judaism. And it's a powerful affirmation of human freedom, the most radical I know. There is a law, the law we call the Torah, and it's symbolized by the scroll itself, but it's not literally that either, but something more and different. It's the law that would make everything flower, that would make us strong and joyous and just and beautiful, make us fully alive. And our portion says, incredibly, we can find it if we want to. And we can not only find it, we can do it. We can do it. We can find it. That's amazing. The law that makes life flower, such a precious thing to find. We can do it. That's still more amazing. We can follow this law. We're free to choose life. I talked last week about the death wish, the death drive Freud found in all human beings. Life is hard. It's easier to be a stone than a human being. There are pains, frustrations, and resentment of life makes us destructive. We make everything worse than it has to be. It's as if life itself resented having to move forward. This is the destructive power that leads to suicide bombers and terror tunnels and beheadings on YouTube. And it's also the destructive power that makes us quarrel with those we love and entirely neglect the beauty of the earth and sky. This death wish that there should be no life, there should be nothing because life is hard and takes energy and causes anxiety, such horrific anxiety. This death wish is very strong. But our portion says we can choose life. We can find the law of life, the law that takes us to a modality of life higher than our wildest dreams, and we can choose it.